Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 7th, 2025. And we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Mining News Breaks: Why Nikola Mining Inc. TSFF is One to Watch. Nikola Mining Inc., a junior resource company, is positioned for opportunity with a unique dual-pronged business model to generate revenue and long-term growth. It operates a fully owned, state-of-the-art gold and silver mill while also advancing exploration on copper, silver, and gold projects. Nikola's strategy aligns infrastructure and permitting advantages with mineral-rich geology, allowing it to process high-grade gold and silver mines via partnerships. Key agreements with gold producers provide stable cash flow, making Nikola rare among juniors in its ability to support growth. Its solid balance sheet has enabled it to take stakes in other near-term gold producers, including Dominion Gold. For more information, visit Nikola Mining's website at www.nikolamining.com.
Investor news breaks. Match Group Inc., NASDAQ MTCH, faces proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Match Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ as MTCH, is currently facing a proxy battle as Anson Funds seeks board changes. Despite holding a moderate buy consensus rating from Wall Street analysts, the stock has underperformed broader market indices. Technical indicators show a more bearish outlook, with the stock rated as a 72% sell. As of the latest trading session, Match Group shares are priced at $30.26, reflecting a 1.0% increase from the previous close. Match Group Inc. is known for its dating products like Tinder and Match.com, designed to help people find meaningful connections. Headquartered in Dallas, Texas, Match Group continues to innovate in the online dating space. Green car news breaks. Tesla Inc. NASDAQ TSLA faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc. is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board, due to CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and declining performance. The board overseeing $500 million in assets voted 4-2 to halt new investments in Tesla, following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with national and international pressures for divestment, with calls from New York legislators and actions by major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. Tesla's stock is currently trading at $354.11, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close. For more information, visit the Green Car Stocks website. Green Car News Breaks. Tesla Inc., TSLA, faces pension fund divestment amid political and financial concerns. Tesla Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol TSLA, is facing divestment from Lehigh County, Pennsylvania's pension board due to concerns over CEO Elon Musk's political involvement and the company's declining performance. The board, managing $500 million in assets, voted to halt new investments in Tesla stock following a 71% drop in earnings and a 20% decrease in automotive revenue. This decision aligns with broader national and international pressures, with calls for divestment from New York legislators, labor unions, and major pension funds in the Netherlands and Denmark. As of the latest trading session, Tesla's stock is trading at $354.11, reflecting a slight decrease of 0.49% from the previous close.
AI news breaks. Apple Inc., AAPL, slips after buyback cut, but analysts see long-term strength. Apple shares slipped after the company reduced its share repurchase activity, causing concern among short-term investors. Despite this, analysts believe the stock reaction may be short-sighted as Apple continues to generate substantial cash flow and focus on long-term strategies. The company is set to unveil new AI features and potentially reshape its search partnerships, further boosting its strategic positioning. As of the latest session, Apple shares are trading at approximately $185.47, down about 0.9% from the previous close. Rock Breaks, ESUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp, a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig as part of its equity incentive plan. Espig brings experience in project finance. The company also confirmed construction progress at its Montauban processing site with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. ES Gold Corp is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects in Quebec towards production and feasibility while emphasizing sustainable resource recovery and exploration.
Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ WTG, showcases fast motion shaft innovation on Tech Media Wire podcast. Newton Golf Company Inc. showcased its fast motion shaft innovation on the latest episode of IBN's Tech Media Wire podcast. Co-founder and CTO Akiyuro discussed how the speed-optimized design and proprietary fitting system are setting new performance standards for players. With over 30 tour pros using Newton shafts, the company is leading in golf technology through science-backed engineering. Newton Golf, formerly Sachs Parente, applies Newtonian principles to create precision-engineered clubs for stability and performance. To learn more, visit NWTG's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community, providing access to a vast network of solutions for reaching target markets.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCQBUF. Issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig's equity incentive plan. Espig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with key equipment expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation in Quebec. The company's flagship Montauban property serves as a model for responsible mining practices.
Intelligent BioSolutions Inc. is one to watch. Intelligent BioSolutions Inc. is a medical technology company revolutionizing drug screening with its intelligent fingerprinting drug screening system. This non-invasive rapid testing solution is set to disrupt the $14.9 billion global drug screening market. With 148% year-over-year growth in FY2024 and over 450 active customer accounts, INBS is making waves. Their system provides quick on-site results at a lower cost and higher convenience than traditional methods. The company's U.S. product launch is scheduled for 2025, with FDA clearance in progress and new patent protections in place. Led by a seasoned executive team, Intelligent BioSolutions is poised to redefine drug screening protocols and improve workplace safety. Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Limited and NASDAQ FAT completes geophysical survey at CLK Uranium Property in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy Limited has completed a high-resolution airborne geophysical survey over its CLK Uranium Property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The survey, conducted by Expert Geophysics Surveys Inc., aims to map subsurface conductors linked to uranium mineralization. Results are expected in the coming weeks to guide target selection for Foremost's summer 2025 drill program. Historic drilling at CLK has shown notable intercepts, such as 8D600 ppmU in hole CLG-D1, highlighting the property's untapped discovery potential. Foremost Clean Energy, with interests in 10 prospective properties spanning over 330,000 acres, is poised to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium amidst global decarbonization efforts. For more information, visit www.foremostcleanenergy.com.
Investor news breaks. Emperor Metals Inc., CUOZ, OTCQBAMAUF, engages Nordestilo for gap analysis at Lac Lac Pelletier, eyes near-term production. Emperor Metals Zinc Inc. has engaged Nordestilo for a gap analysis study at its Lac Pelletier gold project in Quebec, a crucial stored potential near-term production. The study will review environmental permitting and regulatory requirements. CEO John Florek sees this as a milestone for Emperor, positioning the company as a potential cash flow producer with extensive development already in place. The goal is to define a 1 million ounce resource by 2025, leveraging rising gold prices and proximity to infrastructure and Agnico Eagle assets. For more information, visit the company's profile on SEDAR. Investor news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ, unveils preclinical data supporting expansion into autism and rare neurological disorders. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, trading on NASDAQ under the symbol TILO, has unveiled new preclinical data supporting its expansion into autism spectrum disorder and spasmodic dysphonia. The data shows that Telomere 1, the company's lead oral candidate, can reverse key markers of cellular decline, such as improved mitochondrial activity and reduced oxidative stress. Telomere also plans to engage with the FDA's Rare Disease Endpoint Advancement Pilot Program to accelerate development in rare conditions like progeria and Wilson's disease. Telomere Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing Telomere 1, a small molecule designed to lengthen telomeres, the protective end caps of chromosomes. The company aims to promote longevity and enhance overall quality of life. For more information, visit Telomere Pharmaceuticals' website at www.telodx.com.
Is the U.S. ready as China's EV industry seeks to dominate global markets? The just-concluded Shanghai Auto Show 2025 showcased China's incredible advancements in battery electric vehicle technology. Beijing's early investments in the domestic electric vehicle sector have given China a significant lead over Western carmakers. Without increased support for the EV sector, the U.S. risks falling further behind China, potentially reshaping the global auto market. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, face challenges in competing. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. ULN in the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Investor news breaks. Clean Inc., NASDAQ CLNN, to participate in D. Boral Capital Global Conference on May 14. Clean Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol CLNN, has announced its participation in the D. Boral Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. President and CEO Rob Etherington will be available for one-on-one meetings from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Clean is a late clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to treat neurodegenerative diseases. The company's investigational therapy, CNM-08, targets mitochondrial function and the NAD pathway to reduce oxidative stress and improve central nervous system cells' survival and function. For more information, visit Clean's website at www.clean.com.
Biomed news breaks. Solagenix Inc., SNGX CEO, highlights pipeline and strategy in latest BioMedWire podcast episode. Solagenix Chairman and CEO Dr. Christopher Schaber discussed the company's rare disease therapeutics focus and $60 million in U.S. government funding on IBN's BioMedWire podcast. Schaber highlighted near-term milestones including a Phase 3 trial, partnership discussions, and strategic pursuits. Solagenix's specialized biotherapeutics segment is advancing Hybrite for cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, while the public health solutions segment is developing vaccines for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19. The company's vaccine programs utilize proprietary heat stabilization technology. For more information, visit Solagenix's website at www.solagenix.com.
Billion-dollar breaks. Uranium Energy Corp., NYS American UEC, partners with Radiant on U.S. nuclear microreactor fuel supply. Uranium Energy Corp. partners with Radiant Industries to supply U.S. origin uranium concentrates for domestic nuclear energy. The collaboration supports Radiant's Kaleidos portable nuclear microreactor and reinforces UEC's role in supplying uranium for emerging nuclear technologies. Both companies aim to build a secure, domestic nuclear fuel supply chain from mining to microreactor deployment. UEC is the fastest-growing supplier of fuel for the green energy transition, with ISR mining projects in the U.S. and Canada. For more information, visit uraniumenergy.com. AppSwarm launches AskOptima.com to advance AI-powered search technology. AppSwarm Corp. announces the launch of AskOptima.com, an AI-powered search engine platform that utilizes the latest advancements in artificial intelligence. This platform goes beyond traditional search engines by offering a memorable and SEO-friendly domain, contextual understanding through advanced NLP, real-time data integration, conversational search capabilities, and a scalable architecture. AskOptima.com aims to enhance user engagement and search accuracy, providing highly relevant results that keep visitors on site longer. CEO Christopher Bailey believes that innovative search technology is crucial for digital engagement and is excited to expand into the AI realm with AskOptima.com, with plans to make it available on iOS and Android in the future. This launch is part of AppSwarm's commitment to embracing cutting-edge technology solutions and setting new standards in user engagement and service delivery. Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., SAU, OTCQB, ESAUF, issues RSUs to new director, reports Montauban construction progress. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production gold and silver company, has issued 500,000 restricted share units to new board member Peter Espig as part of its equity incentive plan. Espig brings deep experience in project finance. The company also confirmed that construction at its Montauban processing site is progressing on schedule, with the delivery of Humphrey spirals expected next week. ES Gold targets production by year-end 2025. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company at the forefront of clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while delivering long-term value through sustainable resource recovery and exploration. Green energy breaks. Solar Bank Corp., NASDAQ SUUN, CUN, JUI2, to join D. Burrell Capital Global Conference in New York. Solar Bank Corporation, trading under the tickers NASDAQ, CBOC, and FSCN, GY2, will be participating in the D. Burrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, in New York City. CEO Dr. Richard Liu will be available for one-on-one investor meetings from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. ET. Solar Bank Corporation focuses on renewable and clean energy projects in Canada and the USA, including solar, battery energy storage system, and EV charging projects. With a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt, the company has developed renewable energy projects with a combined capacity of over 100 megawatts. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Oil and gas are still going strong as countries seek energy security. Despite calls to switch to renewable energy, natural gas and oil, along with LNG, continue to dominate the energy mix in various countries. This reliance on fossil fuels is driven by the need for energy security and economic growth. Different regions face unique energy security challenges, creating opportunities for industry players like GEMXX Corp., OTMZ, to meet market demands. To stay updated on GEMXX Corp., investors can visit the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks is a platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a diverse audience. GeoVax expands Gedeptin patent portfolio. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has expanded its Gedeptin patent portfolio with allowed patent claims covering the synergistic combination of Gedeptin therapy with radiation for solid tumors. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued a notice of allowance for a method involving the direct intratumoral administration of an adenoviral vector encoding purine nucleoside phosphorylase, followed by local administration of the prodrug fludarabine phosphate and subsequent radiation therapy. This approach aims to generate targeted cytotoxic activity within the tumor microenvironment while minimizing systemic toxicity. The newly allowed claims strengthen GeoVax's intellectual property position in oncology and pave the way for potential integration with advanced delivery systems for challenging-to-access tumors.
Giant Mining MHB-34 drilled to 1,163 feet, with assays now pending. From MHB-33 at Majuba Hill Copper Silver Gold Project, Nevada, Giant Mining Corp announces the completion of hole MHB-34, drilled to 1,163 feet, as part of the ongoing Diamond Core drilling program at Majuba Hill in Nevada. Assays are pending from hole MHB-33, drilled to 936 feet. The company aims to expand known copper mineralization and advance towards a new mineral resource estimate. CEO David Greenway expressed excitement over the project's progress, highlighting the potential of Majuba Hill as a world-class copper, silver, and gold discovery. The project benefits from a favorable infrastructure setting and a mining-friendly jurisdiction in Nevada. The company will provide updates on assay results and project advancements as the drill program continues.
Finalists announced for Nataboo, Orlando's 2025 Propel Her Pitch Competition at Take Flight Business Conference. Enabo Orlando has announced the finalists for the 2025 Propel Her Pitch Competition, set to take place at the Take Flight Women's Business Conference. The event will showcase innovative women entrepreneurs across Florida, pitching in three categories: Next Gen, Emerging, and Established, for a chance to win cash prizes and over $18,000 in business services. The finalists include businesses like HairHub, MoneyPop, and JK Creative, each bringing unique solutions and perspectives to the table. Attendees can also look forward to keynote speakers, expert panels, and networking opportunities with industry leaders. Nedubo Orlando's commitment to supporting women-led businesses is evident in this empowering event. From spreadsheets to SEO rankings, Australian helps accounting firms 3 to 5x their inquiries with Google. Ellie's marketing agency, Conversion Zoo, has been helping accounting firms increase their inquiries through Google by 3 to 5 times. By optimizing Google Maps listings, revamping websites, and creating targeted content, Ellie's clients are seeing significant results in just a few months. To share her successful strategies, Ellie has launched a podcast called Conversion Zoo, where she discusses local SEO, digital marketing, AI, Google Maps rankings, and more. With a deep understanding of the challenges accounting firms face, Ellie's approach is effective and easy to implement. For accounting firms looking to grow online, SEO could be the key to sustainable growth. Learn more at www.conversionzoo.com/SEO-for-accountants.
McClung Logan expands with new full-service branch in Fishersville, VA. McClung Logan Equipment Company has opened a new full-service branch in Fishersville, Virginia, marking its 11th branch and 8th location in Virginia. Strategically located in Augusta County, the 8,500-square-foot facility features a spacious office, customer-focused parts counter, well-stocked parts warehouse, equipment yard, and 3 drive-through service bays. Led by Jason Parham and Brandon Shaw, the Fishersville team offers sales, rentals, parts, and service for top manufacturers. President Darren Brown credits the expansion to customer trust and team dedication, emphasizing the commitment to excellence. For more information, contact the Fishersville branch at 540-917-0880.
Jeffrey W. Nank, named to Board of Directors of AWC Inc. AWC Inc., a leading controls and instrumentation equipment company in the U.S., has appointed Jeffrey W. Nank to its board of directors for a 3-year term. Nank, a business consultant with Conscientious Growth Strategies, brings a wealth of experience from his previous roles as CEO of Clauger North America and president at Hansen Technologies. AWC Chairman and CEO Bob Wenyon expressed excitement about Nank joining the board, citing his expertise in industrial manufacturing. AWC, founded in 1965, operates 32 locations nationwide, focusing on delivering value in process technology, instrumentation, and industrial automation. For more information, contact Trey Castleberry, AWC Marketing Director.
Cardinal Digital Marketing named on Atlanta Business Chronicle's 2025 Book of Lists. Cardinal Digital Marketing has been named number 18 on Atlanta Business Chronicle's 2025 list of largest advertising and marketing agencies. The ranking is based on the number of full-time Atlanta employees as of January 2025. Cardinal is a multi-year recipient of ranking on Book of Lists, providing an in-depth look at the largest players in local economies. Founded in 2009, Cardinal offers services such as digital strategy, SEO, PPC advertising, and more, specializing in healthcare. Their CEO, Alex Membrio, expressed excitement at the recognition and the privilege of working with clients nationwide to achieve growth goals. Learn more at cardinaldigitalmarketing.com.
Plastic Surgery Private Equity Group announces new acquisition. Olympus Cosmetic Group has announced the acquisition of Dr. Suzanne Yee's cosmetic surgery practice in Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. Yee, a triple board certified surgeon, is known for her innovation and exceptional patient satisfaction. By joining Olympus Cosmetic Group, she gains access to operational support, marketing expertise, and collaboration opportunities with elite surgeons nationwide. Dr. Eric Nuveen at Olympus Cosmetic Group emphasizes Dr. Yee's dedication to patient care and innovation. While Olympus Cosmetic Group is an exclusive organization, they welcome interested parties to learn more about their unique surgeon-led cosmetic surgery model. Contact Olympus Cosmetic Group online or at 561-614-8243 for more information. Forian Inc. to announce first quarter 2025 results on May 14, 2025. Forian Inc., a leading provider of data science-driven information and analytics solutions, will announce its first quarter 2025 financial results on May 14, 2025, after the close of the market. The company will host a conference call and webcast at 4:30 p.m. ET on May 14, 2025, to discuss the results. To register for the conference call, visit Forian's website. The webcast will be available live on their website as well. Forian specializes in data management capabilities and proprietary information and analytics solutions for the life sciences, healthcare, and financial services industries. For more information, please visit www.forian.com.
Onar Holding Corp. Onar. Building the future of marketing with AI-powered innovation. Onar Holding Corp. is revolutionizing marketing services with AI-powered innovation. By leveraging proprietary AI technology, Onar's network of agencies delivers data-driven marketing for global clients, driving revenue growth. Recent leadership additions and M&A activities are accelerating growth and visibility. With a recent move to Miami, Onar is at the forefront of innovation. Their model combines human creativity with advanced technology, making them a leader in the industry. For more information about Onar, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Biomed Newsbreaks Kairos Pharmaliti American Kappa to participate in DBORAL Capital Global Conference on May 14th. Kairos Pharmaliti, trading on the NYSE American under the symbol Kappa, will be participating in the DBORAL Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025 at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. CEO and Chairman John Yu, MD, will be hosting one-on-one meetings with investors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, California, focuses on oncology therapeutics, using structural biology to combat drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. Their lead candidate, ENV-105, targets CD105, a protein linked to resistance in cancer treatments. ENV-105 is currently in phase 2 trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and phase 1 trials for lung cancer, addressing critical unmet medical needs. For more information, visit kairospharma.com.
Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp., NASDAQ, FSC, GY2, secures up to $100 million in project financing for 97 MW U.S. solar portfolio. SolarBank Corporation, listed as NASDAQ, SCUNITH, SUN, and FSC, GY2, has secured up to $100 million in project financing for 97 megawatts of solar power projects in the U.S. The financing, done through a joint venture with subsidiary Abundant Solar Power Inc. and CIM Group, will not involve issuing new shares. SolarBank will retain majority ownership of the 21 projects, with CIM acquiring non-convertible preferred equity. The deal includes a revenue-sharing model, tax credit transfers, and redemption rights after a five-year holding period. For more information about SolarBank Corporation, visit solarbankcorp.com.
Green Car News Breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, Mulen, subsidiary Bollinger delivers EV truck to LES Ecology Center. Mullen Automotive Inc., OLEN, subsidiary Bollinger Motors, has delivered an all-electric Class 4 commercial vehicle to the Lower East Side Ecology Center in NYC. The B4 truck, funded by the NYC Council, will support composting and environmental programs as the center's first EV. Equipped with a 158-kilowatt-hour battery, 185-mile range, and a 16-foot dry box, the B4 is designed for urban operations. Mullen Automotive is a Southern California-based company producing commercial EVs with two U.S.-based plants. The Mullen 1 and Mullen 3 are CARB and EPA certified, with up to $45,000 in cash vouchers available for purchase. Mullen has expanded its dealer network and received FTZ approval for its manufacturing center in Mississippi. For more information, visit www.mullenusa.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Finger Motion Inc., NASDAQ, FNGR, CEO to present live via Skyline Signature Series on May 7th. Finger Motion Inc., Thaka FNGR, CEO, Martin J. Shen, will present live on May 7th at 12 p.m. ET as part of the Skyline Signature Series. The virtual event will include a live Q&A session for financial professionals. Finger Motion is a technology company focusing on mobile payment solutions in China, aiming to grow its user base into an engaged, aged ecosystem. The company hopes to serve over 1 billion users in China and expand to other regional markets. For more information, visit fingermotion.com. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform for tech companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For SMS alerts, text TECH to 888-902-4192. Visit techmediawire.com for more information.
Investor News Breaks, Standard Lithium Ltd., NYSE American, SLI. Joint venture seeks approval for lithium royalty in Arkansas. Standard Lithium Ltd., American, SLI, and Equinor's joint venture, Smackover Lithium, have applied for approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission to establish a lithium royalty framework for Phase 1 of the Southwest Arkansas project. The proposal suggests a 2.5% gross royalty based on lithium output and North American index pricing, with additional annual brine fees totaling approximately 3%. A hearing is set for May 28, 2025, in Magnolia, Arkansas. The executives believe this royalty structure will drive regional investment and economic development while providing fair compensation to landowners. Standard Lithium is a leading near-commercial lithium development company focused on sustainable development in the United States, prioritizing high-quality resources, robust infrastructure, skilled labor, and streamlined permitting processes. Tech Media Breaks, NextPlat Corp. NXPL to announce Q1 2025 results on May 15th, hosts investor call at 8:30 a.m. NextPlat Corp. NXPL will announce its Q1 2025 financial results on May 15th before market open. The global e-commerce provider will host an investor call at 8:30 a.m. EDT the same day, led by Executive Chairman and CEO Charles M. Fernandez, CFO Cecile Munnick, and President and CEO of Global Operations David Phipps. NextPlat operates in high-growth sectors like technology and healthcare, assisting businesses in selling goods online, domestically, and internationally. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Biomed News Breaks. HeartBeam Inc., BEAT, adds two U.S. patents to bolster cardiac monitoring IP portfolio. HeartBeam Inc., a medical technology company traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has recently been granted two new U.S. patents. These patents enhance the company's intellectual property portfolio, with one patent covering their cable-free 3D ECG device for real-time cardiac monitoring and symptom capture, and the other protecting their rhythm analysis algorithm for identifying arrhythmias. With a total of 20 issued patents and 34 pending or allowed, HeartBeam is solidifying its position in the market for future product expansions and FDA review. The company's innovative technology aims to revolutionize cardiac care by providing actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities, allowing physicians to monitor cardiac health trends and acute conditions remotely.
Rock Breaks, McEwen Mining Inc., and YSMUX, to host Q1 2025 earnings call on May 8. McEwen Mining Inc., listed on the NYSE as MUX and on the TSX as MUX, will be hosting a conference call on Thursday, May 8 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss its first quarter 2025 financial results and project developments. The call will feature a live question and answer session for participants to ask questions directly over the phone. McEwen Mining is a gold and silver producer with operations in Nevada, Canada, Mexico, and Argentina. The company also owns approximately 47.7% of McEwen Copper, which is working on the Los Azules copper project in Argentina. The company aims to enhance asset productivity and increase share price. For more information, visit McEwen Mining's website at www.mcewenmining.com. Delaware governor vows to eliminate EV mandate in the state. Delaware Governor Matt Meyer has announced plans to eliminate the electric vehicle mandate put in place by the previous governor. Governor Meyer expressed his opposition to government mandates during his State of the State address, specifically targeting the rule requiring car dealerships in Delaware to have more new battery electric vehicles on their lots. This decision creates uncertainty for companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ Memo, in the auto industry. Green Car Stocks, a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. Investor news breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, secures $8 million Series A investment to fuel growth and NASDAQ uplisting plans. Favo Capital Inc., a fast-growing private credit platform, has secured an $8 million Series A preferred equity investment from Stewards Investment Capital. The funding will support expanding SMB funding, restructuring debt notes, and growing lending partnerships, while also preparing for a NASDAQ uplisting. Executives highlighted the platform's scalability and strategic partnership. Favo Capital specializes in flexible funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, utilizing advanced underwriting models and a client-centric approach. For more information, visit Favo Capital's website.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, sets 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15th. Transcode Therapeutics Inc., NASDAQ RNAZ, will implement a 1-for-28 reverse stock split effective May 15, 2025 at 12:01 a.m. EDT. The move aims to raise the company's per-share price to maintain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Post-split, Transcode's outstanding common stock will decrease from approximately 23.3 million to about 833,620 shares. No fractional shares will be issued. Amounts will be rounded up to the nearest whole share. VStock Transfer LLC will act as the exchange agent. The new CUSIP number will be 89357L501.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.